Get the fuck out of here. This is what? An ambush. No. Fuck
oh, he doesn't know it. You don't know it?
I sit down and answer it like a man.
I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this.
Like this
is an ambush.
Answer it like a man. Answer it like a man.
I'm right now, I came here to hang out with
answer
Todd.
It. Answer it like a man.
You took the seat.
I did my goddamn episode already.
Who the hell was Matt King and Mike Sheffer?
Think of this as just a break. You're taking a break and you can just relax with us.
Okay,
and
cool.
Be your complete normal self.
Okay, cool. Let's do it.
Take a load off. Relax.
Okay, fine.
You want a kebab or something?
Hey, man. Hey, I'm just eating like...
if you want to eat a kebab.
Have you had a kebab today already?
I had a kebab 3 days ago.
Okay, days ago. How many kebabs do you say you would normally eat in a week? Not assuming that you do eat... A lot of kebabs.
The past week and a half, I've been eating it every single day.
But before the week and a half, there wasn't really any. I'm just interested you had the half.
My dad went on a kebab spree and he just kept making kebabs. I just ate like 11 kebabs, 11, one a day. No, two a day.
But you can kind of like mix up a kebab and like make it kind of for breakfast too. You can have like kind of a breakfast kebab if you like combine it with some eggs.
They're not like breakfasty foods. It's like a dinner food. Okay. It's like a past 4 p.m. food.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can't, because what? It will just kind of make you sedated after you eat one?
Kinda. When you eat a kebab, it definitely has like a relaxing factor to it. So you want to make sure you're done with work.
Okay.
Before you fully engage.
All right. That makes sense. It's not like a superstitious thing.
No. Just no superstitious stuff. It's like chamomile tea.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, it chills you out. It relaxes you like lavender.
You heard it here, folks, first. Chamomile tea, kebab.
A CBD kebab. Well, happy Friday the 13th.
Cool, thank you.
It's Friday the 13th of 2020.
That's kind of scary, huh?
What's so special about 2020?
2020 is just the whole year has felt like Friday the 13th every day.
It's true.
Isn't there like a quote or saying, step on a crack?
You break your mama's back? Yeah. Well, that's like an old phrase.
Is it the Friday the 13th?
It's a superstition.
Okay.
Step on a crack, break your mama's back.
But that's for Friday the 13th.
I think it's for every day.
I think it's for every day. Are there any like superstitions that you believe in?
No, not really.
Not really?
I'm not really like a superstitious.
I'm a little stitious, just not superstitious.
Really? No, I don't.
It's a terrible joke.
Like when something superstitious happens, I'll go like, oh, okay, cool. I know about that. Or like, you know about this.
You don't like hold your breath when you're crossing a bridge or not
crossing
walk on
a bridge.
Yeah.
You mean like going underneath, like in a tunnel? I'm more of a tunnel guy.
Your breath in the tunnels?
Yes.
I've never heard of that, actually.
When you go through a tunnel, you don't hold your breath. You've never heard of
it. I didn't know about it.
Okay. I didn't know about it.
I mean, I know about
the bridge.
What happens if you don't?
it's bad luck. It's bad luck.
Is it actually?
If
you believe in it. Some people in the theater world believe if you say the word Macbeth in a theater, it's like cursed. If you say the word Macbeth three times, even doing the show Macbeth is a cursed play.
People don't do Macbeth?
Some people do Macbeth, but some people do Macbeth and don't even say Macbeth. I think that's true. What is your full Armenian name?
My full Armenian name is Nubar Antonian.
Oh, Nubar. No, yeah. No Armenian middle name?
I don't like to talk about it that much because, I don't know, that name was made fun of a lot.
Nubar?
It's like PTSD almost, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, a little bit.
I can't even think of any like clever quirk to make on Nubar.
I don't know. I feel like I left like that character behind. It's just like a character I didn't like, and I don't know.
And here you can be Nick. Do you think there is like kind of a Jekyll and Hyde with Jonah and Nick? Nick is like the real you, and I'm not saying Jonah is an act.
Right.
But do you like kind of see like a separation between those identities with yourself?
I just see Jonah as a character I played. It's me portraying, I guess, the character Jonah or whatever, but I just kind of look at it like a big TV show almost type of thing, you know?
So right now, we're not interviewing Jonah. We're interviewing Nick.
Right now, it's Nick.
So when we release this podcast, it will say Nick Antonian.
Yeah, yeah.
No parentheses,
I don't
Jonah.
Care. You do whatever you want. Oh, sorry.
Easy.
I know.
Well, that's Jonah. I was about to say Jonah. But Nick.
I don't mind. You can call me whatever you want. But Nick is what I prefer for
all
sure.
All right. We'll roll with Nick. Nick, one thing I love about us is our birthdays are actually one day apart. Did you know that, Mike?
Yeah. No.
He's July 8th. I'm July 9th.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're pretty close. We're both cancers.
Right. It's the worst ones.
No, we're actually the easiest to love.
Yeah.
But we're pretty sensitive. But we're, you know, we're loyal. We're patient. We're intuitive.
I think it kind of is a little true. Like, maybe everyone's sensitive. Who knows? Maybe
yeah.
It's just a general thing. Maybe everyone's sensitive.
Yeah, Mike doesn't believe in...
I don't really believe in horoscopes. I think that's, you know... Do you believe in them?
I don't know. I just feel like it's so generally written, you know. If you're born June 25 through July 10th or whatever the hell it is, you're sensitive. You're outgoing. It's such vague.
I remember my AP psychology teacher in high school, which she did one day to kind of debunk it all, was she had all of these different groups of traits on the overhead or whatever.
Yeah.
And we all came to the class and she goes, guys, I want you to pick which group of traits you feel like you identify with the most. And everyone was like, okay, I'm that one. And then she just revealed all the horoscope signs
that were associated with them,
and only two people in the class of 25 students actually identified with their sign. And so
I've become more okay with it because it makes people happy. It's like just give people a thing to talk about.
Finally,
like, I mean, I'm still not going to believe in it, but like, you ever meet someone, Nick, and they're just like, oh, you're a Cancer. I don't know if we can be friends.
Yeah,
and you're just like,
You think you mean just you and Madison Beer? Him and Madison Beer went at it one time. It looked like they were having like the most heated political debate ever, but it was just about horoscopes.
That's very funny.
But now I feel like you're loosening up because it is a fun thing. And you don't need to take it too literally, but it's a good icebreaker. And that's what we're doing here. We're breaking the ice Nick and Tonian.
For sure. I feel like if I call you sensitive and I call you sensitive, but you guys don't have the same birthday, you guys can both relate to this.
How is your relationship with Susie? Do you love her as a sister?
It's my sister, bro. Of course. You love your siblings. That's how
Do you prefer her or Vardon, or is there equal love between you all?
You can't choose.
You can't? Just,
they're your brother and your sister.
You finally moved out, though, right?
I did.
Has it been a nice change, or do you still find yourself missing home?
Well, to be honest, I like it, but I'm probably going to end up moving back with my family again.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm just going to eventually, like in a few months, I'll probably just, rent like a bigger place.
Oh, like get a bigger house for your whole family?
Yeah.
Too much murder in the living room with Jeff doing barbershop.
Yeah, man, he's a lot. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I think my family's cool. I want to be with them. It's cool to be around family.
You have a great heart.
Oh, thanks, man.
And it's a big heart.
Thanks, man.
And I admire it.
Thank you.
Do they miss you, or are they always like, come home?
They do. I know my mom was super bummed.
When you moved out?
Yeah. She was pretty sad about it.
But are you having a good experience like living on your own and figuring that out and having your own space?
Yeah, it's new. I guess there's always a peace of mind because my family's so loud.
Yes. I mean, I love your family, but I do sometimes like hesitate when everyone's like, oh, we're going to the Antonians. I'm like, oh.
Let me take some Advil.
I don't know. I don't know if I'll have a place to sit down if I'm there.
I know.
And I just don't know, like, will I be able to leave? Okay, I know we did the roast, and I know that I gave a little dig at you about SNL.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It's okay. You know, it was just like those jokes were kind of presented, and it was just, it was a good joke, but I didn't mean it, okay?
All forgiven, man.
But how did the SNL audition go?
Ultimately, I didn't get it.
Did you do a virtual audition? Did you send in a tape, or did you actually go on stage in front of Lorne Michaels?
I sent in a tape.
Okay.
Yeah, I sent in a tape with a few characters and a couple impressions. I didn't hear back, so I'm assuming I didn't get it, which is completely okay. I'll try again next year.
Yeah,
even being asked to audition is a huge deal. Like, if you ever see the list of people who auditioned at SNL and didn't get it, like Kevin Hart and... I don't know, a bunch of other names. You can see the auditions.
Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah, there's like a lot of big time comedians.
First time I ever saw Tiffany Haddish at an open mic night when I was in college, she, you know, was not the celebrity she is today. Now she's in every big blockbuster comedy movie out there.
Yeah.
But she talked about her auditioning for SNL and not getting it.
Wow.
And how like upset she was, but just that she was still like, but I'm still going to do me. I'm still going to be doing this. And look at her now.
Right. Yeah.
So you did three impressions, three characters.
Yeah.
You don't have to do the impressions and you don't have to do the characters, but do you want to like explain what the characters were?
I can explain to you.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, we'd love to hear it.
So the first character was a guy who was having a conversation with another guy, but his dog kept pissing him off. So he progressively started getting pissed off at his dog.
Yeah,
that's a good character.
That's a good character. It's like similar to like Will Ferrell. Get off the shed.
Yeah. So he was kind of like having a conversation. You know, the guy's like, oh, how's yoga going? And he's like, Spike. He's kind of getting mad at his dog. And then like he's progressively. My next character was the the Grand Canyon Park Ranger.
What?
Who kept telling people to not take pictures over the edge.
Okay.
But like he'd progressively like throw in random things he's going through in his personal life. Like he was like, he's like, I may be still in court right now because of my wife, my ex-wife. Like, but that's not the problem here. He's like he's just, yeah, like, yeah. He throws in like
you're
very
more worried about him going over the edge than like he's worried about other people,
but he's losing his fucking mind. Like, he's like losing it.
That's great.
I like that.
And then another one was a guy who couldn't hit like his tempo. It was a singer. Like he kept like trying to sing, but he just kept getting pissed off. He's like, God damn it! He's like, God damn it! It's like, I tried 35 times. It's like, I can't hit the damn tempo. And then, like, he'd go back. He's like, Lord. Like, he'd go back into, like, his singing.
Wow.
But,
that's
like,
great, Jonah.
You can sing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Good.
That sounded like a nice little opera piece.
You teased us with that.
You want to give us a little more? Give us a little more opera. Sing,
you're the next Paul Potts.
I don't sing, dude. I just do comedy sometimes.
But yeah, you're in good company having been asked to audition. That's
really
cool.
Those were great characters.
Yeah, they're fun.
This episode is brought to you by Blue Chew. Guys, do you remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and your confidence in bed, all thanks to BlueChew.com. That's blue as in blue, the color. And like Mike's shirt, Blue Chew brings you the first chewable that's FDA approved with the same active ingredients that are in Viagra and Cialis. You can take them anytime, day, night, even on a full stomach, or whenever the opportunity arises. Blue Chew is prescribed online by a licensed physician, so you don't have to go to the doctor's office or wait in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package. Who doesn't love that? Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. If you go to BlueChew.com and use the code HOOT, you get your first shipment for free. All you have to do is pay $5 for shipping when you use our code HOOT.
Again, that's blue as in B-L-U-E, chew.com, and use the promo code HOOT.
BlueChew.com. Check it out. Have you seen the show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Yeah. I've seen like bits and pieces of it, but I know what you're talking about.
Are you down to play a round of it?
Sure.
You're open to it.
Sure.
And we're not doing this because we lack your intelligence. I just think you have a very interesting mind.
Cool. Yeah,
and
let's do it.
Your perception of the universe.
I'm very excited. I haven't heard these questions either, so I'm excited to see how this goes.
Are me and Mike both playing?
No, you're the guest.
You're the guest. Cool. You're the
star
seat
of the show.
Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Cool. With Nick Antonian. Here it is. Okay. What was the first day of the 20th century? What was the date?
What was the first day of the 20th century?
Yeah.
Fuck. 1900?
The date. The month day. And the day.
The month?
The month, the day, and the year.
Fuck, dude. Fuck, dude.
Come on,
you got it.
We're running out of tape here.
Okay. A century is 100 years.
You have 10 seconds.
Okay. January 1st, 1900.
Yeah, close.
Is that correct?
It says 1901.
1901.
I think the century begins
at
on
the next
first year.
Okay. Like the new millennium.
But good. You got it down to January 1st. That's what I'm happy.
Cool.
I'm happy.
1 point great. For Nick.
Okay, cool.
What number is the Roman numeral XVI?
X is 5, 9, 10.
No.
Fuck. Wait, one sec. 51?
51? Yeah. No, yeah. XVI? No, it's not 51.
16?
It's 16. X is 10, V is 5, 1 is the additional 1, so you add them all up.
It's a weird system.
Oh, shit. I knew X was...
X is 10.
10.
10. Okay, now, next question. The interior angles of a triangle always sum up to...
90 degrees.
No.
Fuck, wait. Sorry.
What are you doing the math in your head?
He's like,
what?
The angles of a triangle. So all the angles, when you add all of the angles up together, what does that equal? And it's all triangles.
Oh, all together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
All yeah, all of them all together.
Okay, 90 degree angle. 270?
No, Jonah. No. It's 180 degrees.
I was gonna say that!
Yeah.
Oh my god! Why didn't they fucking say that? I'm so
it's
dumb.
Okay, just go
with Fuck! It. Fuck! Sorry.
It's all right. I'm it's just all pissed right.
I literally said 180 in the beginning. Why the fuck did I say 270?
Trust your gut. Trust
your gut.
Okay, we got a lot more.
We're going to take it back to a little bit of history with this one, okay?
Cool.
The Statue of Liberty was a gift from who?
France.
Oh. Hey. Yay, there we go.
That's 2 points for Nick.
What did the colonists dump into the Boston Harbor?
Tea.
Great. Name two of Columbus's three ships.
Mayflower. Sorry, is that wrong?
Is that one of them?
No.
Wait, really?
The Mayflower is what like all the pilgrims came on.
Fuck!
Are you sure? I think the Mayflower is Columbus.
No, the Mayflower is what the like the Mayflower is with like the Magna Carta and all of that.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest. I don't know it.
You don't know it? There's three.
It's the Dunta, the Dunta, and the Dunta na na na.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. What is it? So what are they? Those aren't the names of it.
It's not
the Dunta.
I'm like, what the fuck, dude?
No.
Like something so legendary called the Dun Dun.
The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
That's it.
Wow.
That's it.
That's it.
You didn't know that. It's all right. It's all right. Okay. It's okay. All right. Now let's get a little into, I guess, science, geography. Let's go into space. All right. What galaxy is the Earth located in?
Milky Way.
Yes. Yes. Great job.
Count another point
I'm proud of you. Who was Betsy Ross?
Oh my god, dude. I was going to say the fucking
No, who were you going to say? I'm just interested like what's going on in your mind? Who's
whatever, dude. It was the pancake. It was
Betty Crocker.
Too? Betty Crocker. Okay. I thought it was whatever, dude. I'm done.
Well, you're thinking with your gut.
Yeah, I'm trusting my gut too much.
Wait, who was Betsy Ross?
What did she do?
Something. She did something. She made something.
Oh my god, bro.
What?
Not the sewing machine.
Close.
Oh. Fuck, she brought this. I know they patented this in like the United States or some I don't know what the some story like this. Wasn't she like the first entrepreneur or something?
She made something.
Like the first lady entrepreneur that No?
No.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think I know who.
But what she's known for is something very specific.
Yes.
Dry cleaning? I'm sorry.
She probably was good at dry cleaning.
Bro, it's something with the tailoring
thing.
Yes,
you're right.
I know it is. She made something. Zipper?
No.
Fuck.
She made something for the United States. How about that?
The Army.
No.
Well,
what did she make?
What'd she make?
The Army. She made something very popular.
Very popular. You see it everywhere.
She designed and made it.
Fuck, man. God damn it. It's like pissing me off.
Okay. It's something you would hold when you're like going to war in the olden days. But it's like a piece of fabric.
Flag?
Yes.
What did she do?
She knitted the flag?
Yeah, she made the American flag.
Okay, that's who Betsy Ross is.
Okay. Cool.
This is kind of an easy one, I think. English class, language arts.
Okay.
What is a type of poem? Name just a type of poem.
Ooh.
A Sudoku? No.
A Sudoku?
God damn it.
No,
man.
You're close.
You're close.
Think
you're
like
close.
Shakespeare. Shakespeare.
It's like it's literally on my mind. It's like it's weird. I learned these in fifth grade, but then you forget about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something with an S. You're on the right track.
I know. Fuck. I don't know. I'm not gonna be able to remember it.
I think what you're thinking of is a sonnet.
Yes.
You were close though. You were so close. Now another English language arts question for you. What is the main character of a story called?
The protagonist?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Great. Look, you're a screenwriter. Yeah. You know this.
I know a little bit of it. Yeah, protagonist, antagonist.
Why do you see lightning before you hear the thunder?
Because of the sound, speed of sound.
What about it?
Is slower than the light of sound.
Well, light, light of sound. Is that isn't that a Coldplay song?
Say the question again.
Isn't that a Coldplay song?
Sound in the light.
The light of sound.
I don't know.
The speed of sound.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, what's the question again?
Physics lessons with Nick Antonian.
What's the question?
Why do you see lightning before you hear thunder?
Because the speed of light is slower than the speed of sound. It's faster than the speed of sound.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. We just skated by on that one. Woo! Barely made it through alive. Great job, Jonah.
Well done. In which state would you find the Windy Cindy? Wait, hold on.
The Wendy's
in which,
City?
In,
he's like all of them. I'm going to Wendy's City.
Through Wendy outside. No, I'm going to, this is, I'm not going to get this.
You've been to this city Nevada. Quite often.
The Windy City.
Yes.
New York.
No. The Windy City.
Arizona.
Those are states, but I am asking you, well, I'm asking you which state has
Vegas.
This city. Now, you've been to this city quite often. A lot.
Really?
Probably the most visited city I think you've been to besides LA.
Chicago.
Yes. And what state is Chicago in?
New York. No, I'm just kidding. Illinois.
All right.
Okay.
All right. And that's it.
I want more.
You want more? I mean, I can pull up more. I mean, I feel like
I actually really like trivia questions. I don't know why. They're fun.
When a company is going to now be publicly traded, what do they announce at the New York Stock Exchange?
Fuck. What do they announce?
It's when a company goes publicly traded, it's a three-letter acronym that stands for something before it hits the stock market.
Also known as
IPO?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Wow.
Initial public offering.
Yeah.
Look at you. Okay.
All right. Wolf on Wall Street here. Whoa.
What?
The hippo of Wall Street.
What are the three branches of government?
Legislative. Fuck.
You're right. Legislative. That's sorry, a really funny joke.
I know. I have my pronouncing is kind of bad sometimes. It's because when you speak two different languages, you kind of mix up the accent sometimes.
Right.
Oh, boy.
All right. Okay. Oh, we got Jeff in the building. Jeff, we're playing this an episode of...
ask Jeff that question. Okay. Let's see if
Jeff,
he knows it.
We're kind of doing an Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Stupid set, man. Stupid set so tight. Okay,
Jeff, the question...
On this camera here.
Hey, check it out. It's my two loser co-hosts that got rejected. Got replaced by a 13-year-old.
Show, man.
How are you doing your own thing now,
we work under
huh?
Matt.
Nice. I like how you just took his mic. Whatever. Yeah, we'll take it from him.
Hold on.
Ask him.
Jeff, what are the three branches of government?
Get the fuck out of here. This is
what?
Ambush.
No.
Fuck
oh,
you.
He doesn't know it.
You don't know it?
I know, but I'm not doing this. Answer it like a man.
I came here to hang out with Todd.
Answer it like a man.
You took the seat.
I did my goddamn episode already.
He does the same shit. Get the fuck out of here. Answer it.
Todd, do you want to...
Todd, do you want to hop in and play
Todd, what are the three branches of government?
I know them, but fuck you. I know them.
Oh. Say it.
Judiciary and executive.
Hey! Yeah. He got it.
Todd got it? What are you guys going to go? Do push-ups or something?
Yeah, exactly.
What are you guys going to go fucking eat tree branches?
No, he nailed it first.
Here we go. Oh, boy.
He came in and left.
Yeah.
You asked him one question.
He didn't know. He didn't know, bro. He got intimidated by the question.
He didn't know. So Todd kind of said him. Did you hear him?
It's a judicial executive.
Yeah. Good. I'm proud of you.
I saw a really good joke on TikTok that Jared sent me this morning. There was a guy who asked his girl out to go to prom, and he was really nervous, but she said yes. And he's like, okay, oh my God, I got to go buy flowers. So he goes to the flower shop and there's a really long line. But he's like, okay, whatever, it's fine. I'll wait in the line. So he waits like an hour in the line, buys the flowers, brings them to her. And then she says, oh my God, thank you so much. Let's go buy a suit and a dress that match. And they go to the place, they get a suit and a dress, but they get there and there's a huge line. And like, okay, I guess we got to wait in the line. So they wait in the line, they buy the matching suit and dress, and okay, they're ready to go. Then they go to prom. They get to the prom, like the dance hall, super long line. They have to like, okay, but it's fine. We'll wait an hour. They waited to get inside. They finally are inside. And she's like, oh, I'm thirsty. Can you get me some punch? And then he just goes up and there's no punchline.
That's funny. That's funny.
Yeah, that's not great. Do you like that?
Yeah, I like it.
That's it's like a very like dad joke.
It's a very Mike joke too.
Yeah, I love
good.
Mike
that's joke a good like one that. To know.
Okay,
it's
very
Mike. I liked it.
Thank you. That's not mine, but I saw it on TikTok. Cool.
I feel like we've only held dialogue a handful of times.
Longest dialogue we've ever had as friends, and this is nice though.
Yeah, it's cool.
But aren't you writing a sketch that you want me in?
Yes, the father. No,
Pastor Paul.
Yeah, I was writing.
Jonah thinks I would make a really good minister, religious figure who's really cool with the kids.
I think you. Oh yeah, Pastor Paul.
Pastor Paul.
Yeah, you would.
Tell you the good news. Well, you got to make that happen.
Yeah.
100%. Wait, what's the good news?
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Died for your sins. Well,
is that a thing that they say?
Yes, that's what it's like. Have you heard the good news? Jesus Christ died for your sins.
That's good.
Hey, bro. Amen, dude.
Yeah.
Oh boy, I don't know any.
I'm a Christian as well, so I
know, but they call it the good book. Yes. But they call it the good news.
Yeah.
Yeah, they call it the good news.
I'm pretty sure that's right.
We're both wrong. hey, Mike's right.
The plural of moose is what?
Mooses. Oh, fuck. You're fucking.
It's moose.
Is it actually?
Yeah. How many letters are in the English alphabet?
28. 26. 26.
Close.
Fuck!
Close.
Oh my God. I literally use the letters every damn day.
The story about the boy.
Okay. Who, 26. 26.
The story about the boy who always cried wolf. What was the moral of that story?
To not lie.
Yeah. Always tell the truth.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh,
that's great. What did you think it was, Mike?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a moral. I thought it was just like a story.
No, there's always a moral to a story, usually.
The whole thing is don't lie, because the third time the boy cries wolf, no one goes. They're like, okay, he's a liar. He's lying about it.
That's a really nice synthesis for that whole story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, because he cries wolf all the time when there's not a wolf, and finally one day there is a wolf and no one comes.
I thought he was crying like because of the wolves and he was sad.
And are you serious?
What?
Oh my God. I was like, that like caught me off guard, dog.
Oh man.
What is the term for a word that is similar in meaning to another word?
Acronym.
No.
How are you so close
synonym.
Yes.
Synonym.
And I think you're also thinking of antonym. Antonym means the opposite. An acronym is... Nick, what are you working on right now? What do you want to plug?
Nothing, dude. Just making videos twice a week. But that's kind of it.
That's awesome. I love you, buddy. I'm so proud of
love you.
You
too, man.
I can't wait to see what you do.
Absolutely.
You amaze me all the time.
Cool, man.
Did you have a good time?
Yeah, I had a great time. I had fun.
Well, you're great.
Yeah, you were phenomenal, dude.
Cool. Thanks, man. Thank you guys for having me.
All right. Well, see you next time,
ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. Thank you guys for having me.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Food and a Half with Matt King and Mike Sheffer.